Hurricane Isaac caused $92 million worth of damage to Louisiana agriculture based on early estimates of yield losses from LSU Ag Center economist Kirk Guidry.
We're still in the process of assessing the situation. We're still in the process of trying to determine what these other issues are other than a yield loss.
That dollar figure will grow as quality losses, infrastructure damage, and increased production costs are added in. Guidry's estimates include sugarcane, rice, corn, cotton, sweet potatoes, grain sorghum, and pecans. He said overall losses were much less than expected.
Well, there's going to be isolated cases or isolated parishes that the storm was more intensive in those parishes that we know we're going to have some fairly significant damages. But when you take it and you average out over the state, I think we're going to be fairly lucky.
The extent of damage to crops largely depends on what happens between now and harvest.
Weather conditions that follow the storm tend to be as significant in terms of the final impact that we see as a storm event itself.
Sunshine can help dry out fields, and with favorable conditions, sugarcane that was blown down can straighten out, lessening the damage. Guidry estimates that losses to most of the state's major row crops will be less than 5%. Cotton was hit hard in the southern part of the state and could have a 10% loss.
Where the winds were a little bit higher, the rains were a little bit heavier. We've got some significant boll loss there.
Guidry's estimate does not include livestock, and he said there were likely cattle losses in flooded areas of Plaquemines Parish. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.